G'day, punters, and welcome to the members only podcast for Goodwood. Is it Goodwood Stakes Day? I always thought it was Goodwood Handicap, but I've found out during the week that it's been about 15 years since it's been a handicap.
It's not a handicap anymore.
2006, the last Goodwood Handicap.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. Neither
I always call it the Goodwood Handicap.
Blake Johnson.
You learn.
So
you
do
learn
I.
Something new every day.
Yeah. But it is Goodwood weekend in South Australia, the feature meeting this Saturday, Hollandale Stakes Day at the Sunshine Coast, usually at the Gold Coast, the Coast at Newcastle, usually at Gosford. We're all over the shop this week, Blake.
Yep, we're going to Newcastle. I think we probably, I don't know, but apparently they were going to get an upgrade this afternoon at Gosford to a soft seven, but they're concerned about rain tonight and tomorrow.
Right. So, okay.
Track was actually improving, but we're off to Newcastle, which is a fair surface. Yeah, happy to be playing there.
Benny, Caulfield this week, mate. No feature race action at Caulfield, and obviously Goodwood Day over in South Australia.
Yeah, definitely. Caulfield meeting's, I think, quite good from a punting perspective. As you said, no real features on the card, but I found a little bit of value, which is good. Especially on a Saturday, sometimes, you know, there's a few shorties that look well placed in the last few weeks. But I think I found a bit of value. So hopefully we can nail one or two of them. And, yeah, obviously the Group 1 racing at Morphettville for the Goodwood Stakes, which is – I think it's a really strong addition rather than obviously the last few years. DJC asked me if it was, you know, stronger than the Quokka. I actually reckon it might just the depth of it might be a touch stronger. But yeah, it's a good race. I'm excited to see what Amelia's Jewel can do with them shades on. I hope she comes out and blows me out of the water. So then they really don't know what to do with the next preparation, whether they go further or keep her at them short trips. But yeah, exciting weekend of racing. Hopefully we can keep winning.
Your team, Amelia's Jewel in the Goodwood. Blake, have you had a look at the Goodwood? You haven't had a look.
I haven't. There's no need.
You're just team Amelia's Jewel.
Team Amelia's Jewel. It will be interesting if she does come out and win. The team have said, I think the King Charles is the go.
Yeah.
That's the race. Where does that sit towards like Everest? Do you know?
Everest Day.
It's Everest Day.
Yes. Unless they've changed it, but last year it was.
Okay.
Yeah. And a week before the Cox Plate this year, last year.
Is the King Charles a mile or 1800?
Mile.
Mile, wait for age, Randwick.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So.
There and then back up into the Cox Plate.
Potentially.
That'll be the go.
Yeah. She can start now.
Show that. If she can show her dash.
Team leader, hey?
Over a mile. We're going to be in for a really nice horse, as we already know, but it'd be exciting to see her do that.
There's so many ifs and buts and will she or won't she. It's just been going on for so long. Forget about it. She's no good.
We've got this recorded, Benny. Don't worry.
Yeah, all good. Beautiful.
I'll flip it up when she wins the King Charles and the Cox Plate double.
You know what I'd love? If she won the Stradbroke.
Oh, she's not just coming. She's scared.
Just to stick it right up, Lloydie.
Oh, yeah. She's coming up here, though. No. Not at all.
Not at all.
Okay.
She was going to.
Oh, I guess she's – maybe it's just the handover.
Mm.
They've just got the big races in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt that's what it is.
All right. Yeah, let's go to Newcastle. There's a few – it's an interesting meeting. I've got a few plays for us, but we're not kicking off until later in the day. So race seven, I'm going to spec one at around 30-1. Race seven, number three, Cinewan. I think he's going better than his form suggests. He was a complete excuse last start. That was over 1,200 metres in the Missile Stakes. He wasn't suited under set weights and penalties there. He's much better suited under quality conditions here. That was a fast race. He was... wide without cover. That was the day the fence was on fire at Randwick. And he actually did scored the third best last 200 metres of the race. So he's actually gone okay, even though he's been beaten 5.5 lengths. But that was by Marzu and Co. So this is different gravy here. He's better suited at the weights, as I said, given the fact that a couple of the top of the weights come out as well. So he comes in really well. Blinkers go on for the first time for Joe Pride. I'm expecting a change of tactics from the better draw. I think he'll land closer to the lead speed, and if he can produce his best, he's right in the race.
I backed him in a BRC sprint 12 months ago, and he went good from memory.
Yeah, he's
just missed out on a run in the Stradbroke, which I had a little all-in ticket on. He was always sort of, when he first came out here, I think, Benny, you'll remember this. I reckon he started, did he beat I Am Superman in like one of the last races of Cup Week Carnival, or did I Am Superman beat him and he was really well backed, or there was something like that. And then I'm sure he like returned and might have won like an Australia Stakes or something.
I reckon he won a nice race at Caulfield, maybe, I think, from memory. Caulfield or... Yeah, Caulfield or Flemington, but he looked...
Regal Roller or something like that.
Yeah, he looked a real progressive horse. He had a real zip to him early days, but then they sort of tried him over a touch further. I think got out to a mile and stuff like that. But, yeah, he's always promised, so hopefully he can deliver for us on Saturday. Normally when BJ jumps on, they usually deliver. So beautiful.
That's right.
I hope we're right. But, yeah, if I go back through his form, like early days in Melbourne, he won a Heffernan Stakes over 1,400 metres at Caulfield. He returned and run second to Marabi in an Australia Stakes.
Yep.
And then he was beaten 4.5 lengths in the CF or Stakes by Tefane.
He started like $5 or $6 or something.
$4.40,
yeah.
Yeah, so very firm in the market there. Yeah. But, like, yeah, they run him in some good races early days. They run him in Munga Stakes, Linlithgow, Cantala, behind Alligator Blood. Yeah. But, yeah, if he can find his best, he's right in this race. And I think he's going much better than his form suggests. And then best of the day, I think this horse will be truckloaded tomorrow. Gosford Race 8, number 9, Tarvi Time. Put up a big figure first up. That was over 1,400 metres. And then he's next to staying at 1,400 metres, and that's been against him. He lost his action behind Winchat 2 back, and then last start he had the wide draw against Fast Tempo. He went back. He wasn't well suited under set weights conditions there. He's much better suited here under quality conditions. He found the line really nicely there. Lands closer to the lead speed. Peak run has been on a soft 7 surface at Mudgee. That was the Mudgee Cup. Put up a big figure that day. I think he lands closer to the lead speed back to his home track. Sting out of the track, no problem. And, yeah, I think he's too good for this lot.
Beautiful.
And then last race, best value of the day. We're going to have something on Heuristic. Gosford Race 10, number 12, Heuristic. Unfortunate because we took like $12, bets refunded. They go up $9.50, but we'll take that. Happy to take that. First up figure was really good. He had the wide draw against. He was 341 days between runs there. He was snagged back. He recorded the best last 800 metres of the meeting before peaking on his effort late. He can strip much fitter for that. His career peak was on a heavy 8 surface at Morpheville before the break. So I'm expecting him to come on. I'm expecting him to land close to the lead speed. And it's a good claim for Braith Knox, so I reckon he'll be right in the finish.
Beautiful. Newcastle.
Newcastle. Gosford. Yeah, Gosford.
Newcastle.
Yeah, it's Newcastle.
Newcastle.
Correct.
Yep. Benny, 3 plays from you, mate, all at Caulfield on Saturday. Talk us through them. I think Fancify the first.
Yeah, Caulfield. Don't mind the blue nail polish punters. We've my daughter's decided to paint me nails this morning, so... Just don't be alarmed with that. But anyway, we're going to kick it off
in
race.
That's what they all say. Got some race. Fast stripes on the side of your head, blue nails. You've been out and about last night, I reckon.
I don't think so. Far from it. I've been doing housework all day. Anyway, race 3, number 8, Fancify. Nice mare. Was very good first up in Adelaide, trained by Michael Hickmott. He's had a really good strike rate, bringing his horses over to Victoria. obviously his brother, Robbie Hickmott, stables out at Ballarat, so it's easy access there for him. As I said, he stables hit a real purple patch when he crosses the border. I just love the way she returned behind Sweetened in a really good form race at Morphettville. Jayla Kennedy goes on, claims the three, gets in really well. Only going to have to carry 54.5. Drawn two, she'll roll forward in quite an even race. I just simply think she's gone up the wrong price. I think these horses do seem to peak earlier in their preparation rather than after a few runs. So I'm pretty happy. I reckon she'll be spot on for tomorrow, and she can run a really cheeky race. We've got 7 units on there at 460. We're then going to go to race 7, number 4, Cremence. Now, this horse is, I think it's been very well underrated by the market. Price Kent, we know how well their horses go first up. Horses, it's flying at home. Its jump outs have been strong. Last preparation, won 2 out of 3. Led one at Flemington, and I put him down in the black book after that day, and because it was a hard day to lead and win, and Flemington as a whole as a track it's a hard track to lead, kick, win, especially over the 1400 to 1600 meters. So, look, I think he's a nice horse. He's drawn 9, which is the only chink, but they'll just roll forward. Geordie Childs, our man's on. I think he can control it from the front. He'll be ready to go at 1400 first up. As I said, the stable are very good at getting their horses fit early in their preparations. I think he's a nice play at around the $8 quote for the each way punters out there, but I think he's good enough to go straight out on the nose, and I think he can win. I think he's way overs. Then we'll go to the best value of the day, and it's race 9, number 4, Mr. Mojo Rising. He's been one of my horses for some time. I remember watching him one day. This is before he'd come to Australia. He was dead set 15 lengths off him and got up and won in New Zealand. I was just watching early in the morning when I was doing the form. I thought, geez, it's a nice horse. And then he brought him straight over. He come over. He used to get a bit hot in his races, over race, do a bit wrong. And he ended up getting a couple of wins on the board. He's gone back over the ditch. He's won his last 2. He's rock hard fit. Miles perfect. I think he's another one that's the wrong price. We've got 3 units on at $13. I think he's a great play for the value punters out there, Mr. Mojo Rising. I think he's a good bet.
I love how you had to just put in there that you were only watching those early New Zealand races early in the morning while you were doing your form. Come on, Benny. We know you were just up and about. The alarm set for Wanganui and Wangatua and Tairawa. You're a fiend, mate.
Nah, there was none of that action, mate. We were just tuning
just
in
from afar. Just getting home with the stripes and the blue.
I was actually getting my nails painted at the time while I was watching.
Likely. Yeah.
Salon.
Alrighty. I've got 2 plays for Queensland on Saturday. We'll go to the first race at the Sunshine Coast. We're only having 1 bet at the Sunny Coast, but race 1, number 18, Spooky Spirit. This horse is absolutely airborne. I know he's only been winning at Toowoomba, but he's won his last 3 there on his home track. Kevin Kemp, that stable's airborne. CJ Graham, she's coming fresh off a Group 2 Queensland Guineas win last Saturday. This horse was well backed first up over the 1,000 metres, and he just travelled really nicely from the inside alley, popped out at the top of the straight, got in a bit of a bumping duel with Kittrey, but then put them away and won nicely. And then next start, month between runs, on a heavy 9 up to 1,200, he just put them to the sword over by 4.5 lengths. And then he won again last start as a short price favourite. Best last 400 and 200 of the meeting. It was a very slowly run race and he just had the drop on the leaders, but he quickened really nicely. I think the 1300 that day saw him out. So he comes back to 1200, finds himself on a heavy track, which he relishes the conditions. And CJ Graham's 1.5 kilo claim, he gets in with 52.5 kilos here. So 7 kilos less than the race favourite. And I know, I think, Blake, you might have black booked or been looking for, and we were talking about it a couple of weeks ago, Paray, the Godolphin horse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's in, is it?
It's in against us.
Oh.
Taking it on.
Okay, fair. Yep.
We got 7 kilos less than
I tipped it.
Yeah.
It was race was abandoned.
Yes. It's in.
It was the last race.
Yeah. So but we've taken $31 about this horse. So
yeah.
He's flying, and I think he's going to be really hard to beat. He gets the perfect run from barrier five, just in behind the speed. I don't think there's a whole lot of it, so he's just going to get the perfect run, pop out, go bang. That's our only bet at the Sunshine Coast. And then the other bet that we're having, we're still waiting for tab prices to go up. Bet 365 have just gone up, and if tab follows suit, we'll be right, and it'll be in sort of our rated price and worth a bet. And that's race 7 at Mackay, number 4, Desert Kobe for Graham Green. We're on this horse first up. He got the chocolates at Rockhampton in class 1 company. Then he went to a really strong 3-year-old open handicap on Archer Day there at Rocky over the 1,100 metres. That race has gone through the roof. Cherry Rose won that. Doubting Eye ran second. Doubting Eye was coming off, I think, 4 consecutive wins. Hell was thereabouts. This horse led that field up at a good clip. Only got beat 2.5 lengths there. And Les Tilly, he rode a kilo over that day. So he was in pretty poorly at the weights. And I thought it was really brave. So back to country level at Mackay. He stays at the 1,100. Back to benchmark 70. He has drawn wide in barrier 11, but he's got elite gate speed. He'll find the front. He'll kick off the corner. And he will be winning. Desert Kobe, race 7, number 4 at Mackay.
Okay. Fair call.
Fair call. That's it from us at this stage, punters. Nothing else to add. If there are any other plays, they'll be added Saturday morning with the full quaddies, the pub picks, selections in every race. You've got your footy picks there out already. There'll be Greyhound Saturday night. A lot happening at the leg up.
Plenty happening. Hopefully you're enjoying the service. Hopefully we can find a heap of winners on Saturday.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Thanks, punters.
See you, punters. Have a great day.